preacher and a Sunday school teacher in the church that I grew up in. She was a looker from Atlanta, lived a quiet baby, and I had a body that was made for sin. She didn't care he was married, cause a trophy she carried was harder than the fires of hell. She had plans to seduce him if she could. She would listen to Knox in the Bible Bell. So she called him up at home when she knew he'd be alone. So preacher, I could use advice. I got troubles with a man that I know you'll understand. If you could hear me, it would sure be nice. They met a few minutes after in the office of the pastor, and she started telling how she felt. What a chance they were taking when they first started breaking the laws of the Bible Bell. There's a lot of good people who are led astray that believe what the good book says. Well, I'll tell you something, brother, when you're dealing with the devil, it's tough to keep a level head. And it's hard to imagine how the flames of passion can burn to your soul and nerve. And it'll spread like a cancer, but you're gonna have to answer to the Lord and the Bible Bell. Left his wife to grieve alone with two preschool kids. I don't know how they're doing, but I know that they're screwing up a good thing they once had. They better get their heads together, or they're gonna slap a leather with the Lord and the Bible Bell. Yeah, there's a lot of good people who are led astray. They believe what the good book says. Well, I tell you something, brother, when you're dealing with the devil, it's tough to keep a level head. And it's hard to imagine how the flames of passion. Heads together, or they're gonna slap leather with a